राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद।
We will continue reading. The next part is from the lecture, morning lecture, 12th December 2013. Gurudev said, "The spiritual body is the extension of Radha's mercy and Guru Kripa. I want to stay with you, my beloved Lord, and this I can do only with my Siddhadeha. Then impossible becomes possible."
Well, I have.
So 2 days ago, we were reading about this Goranga Baba. Goranga Das Babaji or Gora Das Babaji? This Dhirendra.
Goranga Das Babaji.
Goranga Das Babaji, Maharaj. And there is a story of Sanatana Goswami. So at one point, Madan Mohan, Sanatana Goswami's Madan Mohan, asked Sanatana, "My dear Sanatana, for years I am taking your offerings of this wheat dough ball, just put in fire." And then Sanatana would, this would be cooking, his cooking, and then he would offer this to Madan Mohan. And Madan Mohan said, "Is it possible maybe that you put some little bit salt in?" And then Sanatana said, "My dear Madan Mohan, today I will give you salt, and then tomorrow you will ask for more, and then for more, and then for more. And you see how I live. I am renunciate. I even don't have salt. So, but we can make arrangements if you would like some more, some to enjoy some other things that I cannot offer you. We can make arrangements." And then Sanatana Goswami engaged a pujari and handed over the care of Madan Mohan to a pujari, trusted Vaishnava pujari, and Sanatana Goswami just left for the higher purpose. And this is remembering Madan Mohan's lila in his swarupa, and serving Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan. Of course, we know he is Manjari, so serving Radha in his swarupa. The same thing happened to Goranga Das Babaji. He found amazing Govardhan Shila, and then Govardhan Shila asked for this. Giriraj asked for this and for this, next for this. And then Goranga went to his guru and said, I'm running. Lila Smarana zero. What should I do?" Then his guru said to him, "Respectfully and with love, return Giriraj, put it on Govardhan, and go back to your Lila Smarana. Go back to your Swarupa. This is most important." Yeah. So this is where our treasure of our life, where it is. Our all happiness, fulfillment of all our desires is in fulfilling the desires of our beloved Radharani. And we can do it only in our Siddhadeha. So it's very clear, very simple, very understandable.
So dear Gorachandra ji, could you if you have some comment, welcome.
Oh, Radhe Jai. Yeah, Gurudev, he's speaking in so simple way, but everything has so deep meaning. He say the impossible become possible. So I feel like, what is the impossible? This intense love of God, this extreme intimacy that seems to be impossible. How can the jiva have such an intimate, confidential relationship with God, with the absolute truth, the creator of everything? It seems to be impossible. But it becomes possible by the mercy of Radharani. I remember Sri Guru Charana Padma, Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite Avidya Vinasha Jati. The seed of Prema is coming first, then the ignorance will go. So the Prema inside of us, like a seed, start already growing without our Swarup. So, but when we get the seed by the mercy of Guru and the Parampara, then the Prema is growing already. But the Prema cannot be expressed in the soul consciousness. If you are only a spark, Atma, then at one point, when the love becomes so intense, as a soul, as a spark, you cannot express that love. So you need a body to express your love. And that is coming by the mercy of Radharani and Gurudev. So then the impossible become possible. Now we can express our love in such a intimate, sweet way that even the creator of everything, God himself, sometimes even takes shelter at your lotus feet. Your love has the capacity to control him. So that seems to be impossible, that God takes shelter of the jiva, Krishna taking shelter of the manjari. But the impossible become possible by mercy. Jai Gurudev.
Yeah. I just little add comment. Krishna has a spiritual body, which is Sachidananda Vigraha. And we have
now this body, which is made by five Mahabhuta. On this material body, we cannot serve Radha and Mohan. So to serve Radha Mohan, we need spiritual body, similar like them. So, and then this material body come from by the mercy of father, mother, especially mother. So spiritual body also coming from Radha and Mohan, especially mother. And we need Gurudev also, because without Gurudev, nothing happening. And this Gurudev says this impossible, Gaurachandra ji interpret many ways. And I feel this one is Manjari Baba is very difficult to attain. Because Mahaprabhu, only Mahaprabhu, no previous incarnation, could not bring. Only after Mahaprabhu, we could have this Manjari Baba. So this is very impossible to attain Manjari Baba, but by the mercy of Guru, Krishna, or our Swamini, it is possible. This is really amazing.
Would someone else like to add something on this?
I don't know who is somebody there.
Yeah, many devotees are there. Mm. 50 devotees.
Oh, Gauranga.
Yeah.
Dear Gauranga.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this. Mm. Radha, Radha. Mm.
Okay, Guranga.
Yes. I just came a minute ago.
Okay.
So please.
Okay.
I don't know what you are. I just heard Jayanandaji last words.
Okay.
Please continue. Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe. Suniti, how about you? Would you like to add some?
No, I'm happy relishing. Thank you.
Okay, Radhe, thank you. Okay, next is what Gurudev said, morning lecture, 5th December 2013, about Pancha Tattva. Pancha Tattva. Pancha means five. Tattva means truth. We see on the left and right end side corners Srivas and Advaita. They are praying. Srivas represents Guru Tattva, the truth of spiritual master, and Advaita is Shiva and Vishnu. So they, Guru, Shiva, Vishnu, Krishna is also in them. There cannot be the absolute truth. They cannot be. So Advaita and Srinivas. They cannot be the absolute truth because they are praying. To whom are they praying? To Gauranga, Nityananda, and Gadadhar. Gauranga is Radhika, Krishna's internal pleasure potency. Nityananda represents Krishna's brother Balaram, and Nityananda is also Ananga Manjari, younger sister of Radha. So Nityananda is also servant of Radharani. Gadadhar is Radha's Shakti, Prema, love of God. If we understand that all these energies are Radharani, they are love, and that Krishna is inside the heart of all, including Radharani, then we can understand that there is no other way, no other way to understand Krishna, God, than the way of love. Love means giving without even smallest self-interest.
So this Pancha Tattva, so if Gauranga Sundaraji, if you could do some, if you some add something or explain, honestly speaking,
please. I'm just trying to penetrate in these words of Gurudev, and in the first glance, maybe it could sound a little bit contradictory, especially this sentence when he is saying that Advaita and Srivas, they cannot be absolute true because they are praying to Gauranga, Nityananda, and Gadadhar, who are different forms of transcendental love or different forms of Radhika. Why I say in the first glance, it can be contradictory because it's already pancha tattva. So it means that five transcendental truths, that Guru Tattva is transcendental truth, and also Vishnu Tattva, Shiva Tattva we have. But the point is, as I can feel, that all these tattvas cannot exist without Radharani. All these tattvas are present in transcendental love, in Shrimati Radhika, in her Antaranga Shakti manifestation, inner spiritual Antara, inner spiritual manifestation. So Gurudev wants to make differences here, as I understand, that we should understand clearly who is Gauranga, Nityananda, and Gadadhar, and then it will be more easier to understand the position of Shrivas and Advaita Acharya. And he is giving nice explanations that Nityananda is actually, in one aspect, he is Anangamanjari, the sister of Radhananda. And other members of Panchatattva, like Shrivas and Advaita, are praying to Nityananda. Like we can say, original spiritual master in the form of Ananga Manjari, who can give the mercy to attain Shrimati Radhika, like an ultimate goal. Then he is explaining position of Gadadhar, again, like Radha's Shakti, Radha's praying. So Shivas and Advaita are praying to Radha Shakti, to pray, to attain this ultimate position and to become Radharani's maidservant. Because to attain Radha Prema is the ultimate goal. And the ultimate position who can serve the Radhika in the mood of Prema is Manjari. So they are praying deeply in the heart for Manjari Bhav. Then he explaining Gauranga. Yes. Sorry, he explained Gauranga first. Gauranga, like Radhika, Krishna's internal pleasure potency, which is the center of everything, which is the source of everything, because the love is the source of everything. And Gadadhar, again, we have Advaita and Shrivas who are praying to the source of love, Shrimati Radharani. So I understand in this way, this his sentence and expression of his words, because he wants to make clear understanding between this Gauranga, Nityananda, and Gadadhar, like original source of all tattvas, and then other tattvas which appear in material world in the form which is representing in Shrivas or Narada Muni, like Guru Tattva. But Shrivas cannot be Guru Tattva without mercy of Shrimati Radharani. No one can become a guru without the mercy of Shrimati Radhika. No one can attain this position if he is not Radha Priya Sakhi. So again, we are coming to the point that without essence of everything, love, embodiment of Shrimati Radhika, like an embodiment of that love, no other tattvas cannot function. And Gurudev, I think, wants to establish this, again, using the example of Pancha Tattva, to establish importance of understanding transcendental love like an ultimate goal and mercy which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to every one of Jiva Bhutas in Kali Yuga is to attain the position of maidservant of that transcendental love, Mahabhava Swarupini Radha Thakura. And the last, Andaktaji said, the last sentence he read, love means giving. Krishna is taking. He is receiver. But love, Radhika, is a giver. Without even smallest self-interest. So this is the nature of prema. I am yours, but you are mine. And all Radhika's maidservants, dasis, are following the same mood of complete, selfless desire to serve out of love. So this is a beautiful sentence. Love means giving without even smallest self-interest. This is the definition of prem. This is the definition of bhakti, kevala bhakti, uttama bhakti. And in this sentence, which Gurudev said, is present Srimati Radhika. And only, like we all know, and many times we heard, only real normal position for soul is to be near energy who is giving the pleasure. Pleasure giving energy, not taking. And by the mercy of Pancha Tattva, we can receive that gift if we really want, if we really desire it, if we are very eager to it. But we should understand what for what we are eager. We cannot say I'm eager, but I don't understand for what I'm eager. We should understand what is our desire, for what we are hankering. We are hankering to be in the position of maidservant, of personality who is completely embodiment of love, always giving the love, and no one can serve this person without accepting the same mood. It comes to me, I'm sorry.
Wow, beautiful.
Please correct me.
So beautiful, thank you very much. So I want to little bit to say why Gurudev saying Advaita Srivasa cannot be the absolute truth. I forget Shastra, but one day Narayana Maharaj said, at first Krishna's alone. Then Krishna's left side, Srimati Radharani appear. Then Krishna's right side, Guru Tattva appear. So this Guru Tattva is say, we may say Nitai, or we may say Balaram or Anangamanjali. So therefore, these three is originally one, but they appear different way. And at first, honestly speaking, at first, I heard Gurudev's explanation, this one. I was confused, especially Gadara is Radha Shakti. I don't know. Many may not confuse, but I was confused because If we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, translated by Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada mentioned, Gadara is Krishna's energy, Krishna's Shakti. But Gurudev said Radha's Shakti. So Prabhupada may not say wrong. Gurudev also may not say wrong. Both truth. But how can we adjust? Then I was meditating and I was little meditating and thinking. Then my conclusion is like this. Tattva Vichara, or by the Bhakti point of view, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And Gadara is Krishna Shakti. But Rasa Vichara point of view, Rasa Vichara, or Raganuga point of view, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani. And then Gadara is Radha Shakti. If we think, then both is correct. That's my understanding. So then, because at first Gurudev was sometimes, you know, especially for me, practicing Vaidhi Bhakti is very far away, very far out. But really, Gurudev is also true. And he's fixing one point, Manjari Baba. And also, Gauranga Sundara explained very nicely this last sentence. Love means giving without even smallest self-interest. So, Aishwarya Krishna said Narayan, or even Dwarakadish, sometimes he's fed up because sometimes devotee is saying, oh, please give me, oh, my Lord, please give me wife. Oh, Lord, please give me husband, nice husband. Oh, please give me success. Oh, please give me money. So many people asking. Then Krishna's position is always give to devotee. So sometimes this Aishwarya Krishna is thinking, oh my God, everybody asking something and they are worshiping me in awe and reverence. So sometimes he little bit tired, but love, especially Braja Baba in Vrindavan, Brajavashi does not think Krishna is Supreme Lord. Instead of they are thinking, oh, Krishna's my son, my friend, my lover. What shall I give to him? What can I serve him? And this, so much pure raga there. So much pure prema is there. And this highest prema is Mahababa. And Madana ke Mahababa. So this is, so Krishna won't, only Krishna has everything. But Krishna want to have this pure love without even smallest self-interest. Also, Gurudev was saying, I was impressed. Gurudev said this before sentence, there is no other way to understand Krishna than by love. We cannot understand Krishna, honestly speaking. But through love, through in his internal potency, his Radharani, dearest Radharani, then we may understand Krishna. And who can understand Radha? This Manjari. So Manjari could understand Krishna Mohan and also Radharani. Radhe Radhe. Mm.
Radhe Radhe, may I also share?
Sure, please.
I think it's so beautiful how you explained this Panchatattva from both position. And I remember this was 2013. So at that time, it's 10 years ago, there were many disciples coming to Gurudev who had the background of this approach that Krishna is the divine Lord. I am his servant. And how can I learn how to love God? And then we had some knowledge, of course. We have heard that the only way to approach Krishna is through Srimati Radhika. At least I had. We have heard some things from our Gurudev Narayan Maharaj. But to really to internalize it, this was Gurudev's blessings on what I can feel in the review, how to guide us to the feelings of Srimati Radhika's perspective. Because it is true, and we all know, we can see Panchatattva, Gaura Lila, from perspective of Krishna, and we can learn how to feel it from the perspective of Srimati Radhika's blessings, that Krishna can learn how to feel her deepest love for him. And it took some time. In my case, it still takes time to do the shift. And when I read the lines today, I always feel so much appreciation and gratitude. How good he did the miracle to bring us into the feelings of seeing and feeling everything from the perspective of Srimati Radhika. And not only in theory, not only in tattva, not only knowing that this truth is also there, but really to guide one's soul who wants to surrender to the divine, into the feeling how to surrender to divine love. That is the miracle that is still happening. And that is so special, because not so many teachers I have met in my life who could make it so clear. And, you know, hammering. Gurudev uses the word at that time. He also says, I'm hammering you. Why hammering? Because some old, you know, many old concepts are still there. And to feel this Panchatattva from the perspective of Srimati Radhika's relation, like Nittai Anangamanjari, the younger sister, and then to see their relation also in the Mitalila, how they are communicating, how they are serving, how are Srimati Radhika and Anangamanjari serving Krishna together, and how everyone else also wants to relish that, how they are praying, even Srivas and Narada, who are usually chanting, you know, Narayan, Narayan, how they all want to feel and relish this most relishable relationship as a Dasi to Srimati Radhika. And I remember Jayananda Maharaj, Gurudev was always so happy when you come up with these different points, how to explain that even Srivas and even Advaita, Acharya, they are praying for this intimate relationship, like our Gaurachandra mentioned, this intimacy. Oh, yes, we have heard that he got a kick. And I remember that question when you asked Gurudev, isn't it, Gurudev, when Advaita Acharya is kicked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he also got blessed with Manjari Bhav? And Gurudev was nodding, yes. So we are like hunters of this relish. Where can we? Now that Gurudev has blessed us, the Dasi of Srimati Radhika has blessed us with this, how can we also find it everywhere and feel it everywhere? And this is really amazing. This is a miracle. It's still going on. And those of the bhaktas who have not been brought up with the Krishna consciousness version, they have also some good luck, because they can start with the version of the perspective of Srimati Radhika in their bhakti immediately. But then, altogether, if we look at it, there's no contradiction whatsoever, because both versions are right. Both versions, the perspective of Panchatattva from Krishna and from Srimati Radhika's feelings, they are both completely compatible, because in the end, it's a lila between both of them, and both of them are wanting to invite the living entities back to their service. So there's no complications. But I just remember that time, and it makes me feel so happy, because always good, it was coming up with newer and newer ideas how to explain to us the glories of Srimati Radhika, so that it becomes a sthayi, a fixed feeling in my heart, in my consciousness. And we will also see later on how Gurudev is explaining it so nicely, that the kingdom of love is always greater than the kingdom of God. the cows, that Nanda Baba has more cows than Vrishabhanu Baba has more cows than Nanda Baba, and this and that. So I remember that with the, it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling to understand that Gurudev has given and is giving us all these steps, step by step, these baby foods, and then slowly, slowly, we can now feel the dasis of Srimati Radhika are preparing other dasis to relish, really relish Gauranga Leela. Jai Srinath.
Thank you.
Radhe.
Yeah, I go.
Yeah, I totally agree with Suniti. I also thought like that. How this miracle came to us that we could understand from our tattva background, moving towards Srimati Radharani. And it took years that Gurudev could somehow change it, but it not came by intellectual understanding. We are not studying this, like learning what Gurudev said, learning, learning, learning. No. Every time we listen to Gurudev, this mood somehow coming to us. But we have so many, such a big wall that it took time to enter that and to remove it and then put the feelings inside. So I think this is the power of Shravan, no? We need to listen again and again. Not that we can understand intellectually, more that the mood enters our heart. And I also understand that the realization, the understanding of that coming, finally coming from inside. It's not that you understand it with your mind and by learning what Gurudev said. So Sadhu Sangha is important, like high class association, somebody who living in his Swarup, that can come. And then I wanted to say that the real Krishna, the Krishna, how he really is in his origin, the supreme, he is eternally 15 years, 8 months, and 14 days old or something. This is his original form. Sakha Krishna also coming from that. And Gopal Krishna also coming from that. But in his original supreme manifestation, he is the Kishore. And I like how Gurudev explained the different levels of understanding of Govinda in Gopal Mantra. That first, it prefers to the mood of Sakha, no? Govinda. And then we learn that this Govinda, actually, he giving pleasure to the senses of the gopis. The gopis, the senses of the gopis, they relish his qualities with their eyes and nose and ears, everything. But recently, Gurudev, he explained again more deep meaning that actually, and Anantaras Babaji also writing this, that actually Krishna's senses always playing, always relishing the qualities of Srimati Radhika. So that is who Krishna really is. And that only can be understood by love. Outside of Vrindavan, he looks like Krishna, but he is a Narayan. And one more thing, somebody want to say? Long time ago, we already learned about Gaura Arati and the last lines, Shiva Shuka Narada Prema Gada Gada. So, and I always thought, and maybe it's my own mistake, only I do that, but I always thought that there's the Gaura Arati and Pancha Tattva is there. because we do that in ISKCON, like Panchatattva, ne? In Mayapura is this big Panchatattva. And in my meditation, I always thought there's the Panchatattva with Advaita Acharya and Srivas also in front. And devotees, they pray to them, including Shiva and Narad. No, they are in ecstasy to see the Panchatattva. But after Gurudev explained that, or receiving the Diksha mantras, I understand that Narada is Srivas. And Shiva, Vishnu Shiva, is Advaita Acharya. So then I start thinking, no, it's not Panchatattva and Shiva and Narada praying to them. No, there are only three: Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and Gadadhara. And Advaita and Srivas, Mahavishnu and Narad Muni, they also praying to see Radha Tattva. So that was a new understanding of Gaura Arati last lines. I want to know from others if you also thought before like this, or you always see it different already. I hope you understand what I'm talking. Rade.
So Gaura Chandra gave us inspiration. And there is, you know, all the truth. Actually, three tattva is main tattva. And I was thinking, Krishna manifest at first three tattva, then try to create, say, like a material universe and help the jiva. Then more two tattva needed. Vishnu needed, Shiva needed, also Guru needed, who is jiva tattva. And so actually, Gaura Chandra give, you know, I did not think about, you know, this Gaura Arati's meaning, honestly. So you give me another insight. And also, say, but also, like, Srivas is actually sometimes say incarnation of Narada Muni. Also, some people say another way. And also, it represents so Guru Tattva. So that means if Narada Muni respect Srivas, because Srivas, that's also, you know, Gaura Chandra understanding also right. I feel. Then also, even Srivas, Narada Muni or Shuka, Shiva, even worship Srivas Thakur and Advaita Acharya also true. Why? Because sometimes Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu or Sadashiva, Eternal Shiva. So in that sense, respectful. Also, Srivas Thakur also, sometimes I forgot, maybe if I wrong, you know, sometimes kind of like a Prad Maharaj or sometimes another Guru Tattva. So in that sense, so they respect, he respect, Nara respect, in other perspective, all Guru Tattva or another great devotees. That's also possible. So therefore, you know, Gaura Chandra give us so much, you know, deep insight. But my feeling is both correct. But thank you very much. You give us so much inspiration.
Maybe also depending on rasa or rasa vicha or tattva vicha, but I don't think it through.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
You know, this also, because, you know, you are so fixed, you know, you don't see other way. So that's also possible.
We went to Mahanidhi Swami 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah. Then at one point he was telling us a story how he's starting to hear from his guru at Radha Kund again. almost everything from the beginning. And then he heard, the truth is subjective. And he said, when I heard the truth is subjective, it took me 2 weeks to recover from shock. Yeah, interesting. Oh, yeah. Different
you
points.
Have to explain this. To explain this, otherwise the fools cannot, like me, cannot follow. Why is it such a shock to hear that the truth is subjective? Clean.
Yeah, as far as I understand, depending on angle from which we see the truth, we see, like, if we see Radha from the right side, we are standing on the right side or looking at Radha from the left side or from behind, then Radha looks different. Or we see Radha crying for Krishna, or we see Radha meeting Krishna. Yeah, it's different, with different experience. And I also remembered how in Bible, I think Abraham said that different devotees of God see God in different ways. And therefore, the more devotees we hear from, our picture of God becomes more and more complete. So, yeah.
Abraham.
From Old Testament. The father of mankind.
Speaking of Bible.
Yeah.
You know, Mahanidhi Baba is like saying, it seems, you know, every percept is okay. Like, you know, sometimes he say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearance place, IGM thinking like this, traditional Baba think like this, both is okay. So he did not enter argument. So this is amazing quality. Because if we, so Andakabayas, Andakaji say, if we see different perspective, then we may different answer. But our tendency, we are so narrow-minded. Especially I'm so narrow-minded. Sometimes I'm thinking, this is only truth. This kind of tendency. But I think it's some, you know, Gurudev and, you know, some self-realized person is very broad-minded. And they don't want to enter the argument. They just fix his own swarupa and his own bhajan. That's I felt.
Yeah. So Gurudev says, there is no essential difference between the different groups of devotees who are branches of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tree. We are all Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family, Gaura's family, Gaura Parivar, the traditional lines of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, like family of Nityananda, Nityananda Vamsha, Radha Kunda, Babaji's sadhus, Gaudiya Math, ISKCON. Anyone who accepts Mahaprabhu. Gaudiya means followers of Mahaprabhu in Gaura Lila and followers of Sri Mati Radhika, her Manjari's maid servants, in Krishna Lila. All spiritual masters, acharyas, in our line are manjaris in their swarupa. Could two manjaris of Srimati Radhika be against each other? Could they have any disagreements in their loving service to our Swamini? Whatever seeming disagreements we see in our limited material vision, we should never criticize any Vaishnava. We should never take sides. Rather, we should stay respectful to all. Mercy is always available. So many sadhus, our Sri Gurudev, Vaishnavas, Shastra, books, our deities, etc. The stream of mercy is always flowing. We have to check if we are able to catch that flow of mercy. Imagine your heart as being a container. The mercy will flow straight to your heart. But why don't we feel this mercy all the time, or sometimes not at all? Why cannot we fill up our container? Because our container has holes in it, small, big. The mercy just flows out. We cannot keep it. Why? Because of our aparadhas. Aparadhas are making these holes. Mercy cannot stay. It flows out. We have to have a container without any of these holes. You know what the container is built of? It's built of humility. The more humble we are, the stronger the container. The more mercy we can catch and fill in.
Radhe, Radhe.
Mm.
So it reminds me on Gundicha Lila. These words, it reminds me of this Lila. In which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very clearly showed and gave the example of importance of cleaning the heart. In that Lila, he was with all his associates. He was cleaning this Gundicha, this small temple where Jagannath has to come. And he was cleaning in very detailed way this temple. First, he cleaned the big garbage, big stuffs, which are not belong in that place. Very visible, different kinds of woods, logs, and so on. Garbage, different garbage. Then he started to clean the smaller things, leaves, small branches, twigs, and so on. Then he started to clean very carefully. And he was always talking to devotees, be careful in your cleaning process. Nothing should remain, which is impure. Then they started to clean the dust, the sand, and then they took the buckets full of water and pull on the floor. And suddenly, so many dirties appear in that muddy water. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I remember, with his own example, started to clean the walls and again splash the water in all place inside of Gundicha. And devotees finally were thinking, okay, we finished our job. We finished the process of cleaning. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and all others, they started to clean more and more and more because they knew that there's more impurities are present, but others, they cannot see it. And then they made a pile of different, small, almost invisible dirtiness. And devotees have been very surprised. Is it possible? We were thinking that we already cleaned everything. So after some time, after very, very detailed process of cleaning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was satisfied. I made a little shorter, and also I forgot all the details. But I think that everyone can catch the main point. Then he was satisfied and has now Gundicha is ready to receive the Lord. So this Gundicha represents the heart of devotee, this container. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave example how this Trinada Pisunichena process can be practiced, because through this practice and chanting the holy name with full attachment and love, not mechanically, the process of cleaning of the container of the heart will be effective. And Gurudev is giving here very nice example that heart of the conditioned soul is a very much full of different holes. Gurudev is saying smaller or bigger holes. These holes in our heart, devotee should recognize in his own heart. And this is, as I understood Gurudev, I'm trying to practice, although I'm very bad in that, unsuccessful. This is the task of devotee, homework, at least to recognize the big, quite visible impurities in the heart and put some his own endeavor to recognize, to try to remove. And if he cannot remove it, then very humbly come to Guru and say, please, I cannot do. This is mission impossible for me. Please help me. Because false ego, wrong identification, false ego are making these holes in different ways. And this false ego is represented in snake of Kaliya. No one could kill the Kaliya. No one could stop the Kaliya and the poison which was going through so many heads, which Kaliya has. And so many heads are present in false ego. And it's not only that. Each head has a different faces. And the result of this kind of strong ahankara, this strong ego, is actually aparadas, different types of aparadas. Nama aparada, guru aparad, Vaishnava aparad, dhamma aparad, jiva aparad. Because only such a personality who is full of poison can enjoy in this aparadas, making trouble to himself and to the others. And Gurudev is giving here the medicine how to close these holes through the process of humility. But to be humble in a real way, natural way, we also need the mercy, kripa, of Guru. And I think this is the subject which many devotees, all devotees, are very aware, and they are trying to live their lives and to close their holds. And sometimes it's not so easy, at least in my case. And for that, we need the proper Sangha. We need the Sangha from those who are already closed their holes, because we need living examples. And also we need the association of those who are very sincere in their attempts to close the holes. And Sadhu Sangha is the important thing for that. Because of wrong Sangha, we have so many holes in our hearts. Sometimes I'm asking myself, devotees are asking also, why I have so many holes? Is it possible that I made it? It's not necessary that we personally made these holes. But because of false identification, the presence of false ego, we took wrong association. And this wrong association built a wrong mentality. Wrong materialistic, when I say wrong, I think materialistic mentality, materialistic conceptions, materialistic feelings, materialistic values, because of this asat sangha, wrong association. And result is so many holes in our heart. And the greatest misfortune is when we have good fortune to approach pure devotee, we have a tendency to do aparadas because of these holes. And these holes are also results of previous lives, of course, not only in this life. Because these different samskaras with asat sangha, we are taking and bringing in so many lifetimes, so many lifetimes. And only way how we can be free and prepare our container really to be able to receive so much mercy is to take complete shelter of Sadhu, Guru, and pure Vaishnavas. Then by their compassion, these holes will start to close, to close, to close, and the humility and love together, humility and love, will make this patra, this container, completely fit to receive and to hold. Because we are receiving, but we are problem is we are not holding. So we will receive, hold, and not even that. This patra will become bigger and bigger and bigger. The container of heart will be bigger because it will become more softer. When material is melting, you can stretch it as much as you like. But if material of some pot is very hard, it can receive as much as he can, but he cannot receive more. But if material is melting, then he's able to receive, to hold all the mercy. So we need that kind of heart and container. And I just remember this Lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gundicha Lila, and meditation on that Lila. I hope that it will help us, because Gauranga's mercy, Nityananda's mercy, Gadadhar's mercy, Advaita's mercy, Shiva's, Thakur's mercy, and all Gaura Bhakta Vrindas are present in that Lila. And everyone who is listening, meditating, talking, sharing, will receive enormous benefit in the form of real humility. Radhe, Radhe. I took time. Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe. can I ask Gauranga Sundara what it means to take complete shelter of Gurudev?
Surrendering a false ego. Surrendering my independency. Surrendering my independent mind, independent senses, independent intelligence, on which I am very, very proud. Surrendering my proudness and accepting person who can help me. Because I can be in the association of that person, in the association of Guru. But if I don't accept his real help, his real well-wishing mood to me, which can help me, then the process of surrendering is not active process and will not bring the result. But if devotee is surrendering, and this is the process, sometimes it can come in 1 second, but usually we don't have so much Sukritis for that second. And we need a little bit time, like Gurudev is saying, progressively, surely, slowly, but surely, and so on. But to surrender, I am yours. First, I am yours. It means I'm surrendering my mind, my false ego, my existence to you. Because in that way, I can be able to listen and to apply your instructions. We receive instructions, but we cannot apply instructions because we didn't accept this mood of surrendering. And false ego is so strong that he's spitting out so much poison which cover our intelligence. Poison is covering our intelligence and makes our ego stronger. It's not our real nature. Like Jayanandaji said in the beginning, it's Mahabhuta repeating Gurudev's words. This is really ghosts. This is the snake, poison snakes with so many heads. And for that, we need sincerity, but also eagerness. If devotee is not eager to attain a goal, he cannot be enthusiastic. He cannot be very adaptable for modeling. We should accept that Guru has to model us. He is giving us instruction how to become Radha Dasi, isn't it? So many instructions, so many explanations, so many tastes. But one thing, he should do it, to remove our false ego, and this is his dirty job. Because he knows whatever I speak, whatever I tell him, he will not be able to apply if I don't remove false ego. And for removing false ego, we also should voluntarily give him our false ego. Voluntarily. Because if I understand that I am sick, but first I have to understand that I am sick, then next step is to go to the doctor. Doctor gives diagnosis and says, you are sick from this and that, and this is the medicine. And I should, what is upon me? To accept his diagnosis, and to accept his medicine. And then to follow the recipe according to his instructions. So this means that patient is aware of sickness and he has a trust, faith in the doctor, and also he has a trust and faith in the medicine. And he has a trust in the process of taking the medicine. This is complete Shraddha. But if the patient thinks, oh, he doesn't understand my sickness, maybe he is not such a good doctor, or maybe his diagnosis is okay, but this medicine is not for me. This is for someone else. So what we are doing, we are showing our independent foolishness, independent nature, which is the main sickness. So surrendering is the process in which we are giving up all wrong ideas that we are this body and that we are first spiritual soul and we need a help. This is the first sign of humility. If we don't accept help, this is not first sign of humility. This is very strong false ego. So this kind of shishya, disciple, will not have enough benefit from relationship with the guru. I remember Gurudev said in one case, if he doesn't want my help, what can I do? He doesn't want. I gave him everything, but he doesn't want my help. So what should I do? What a doctor can do if the patient comes and doesn't want to accept anything, diagnosis, medicine, and the way how to use this medicine. If he doesn't want, he throw out diagnosis, he throw out the doctor, he throw out the process, recipe, and said, maybe another doctor is. So this is the wasting of time and this is the misfortune. But what can we do? So we should use our opportunity because really we have very, very rare opportunity to be in this position, to have such a merciful Gurudev. But this is not a game, as I think. And I'm very convinced. This is not a game. Gurudev is very kind. I don't know if he's listening to this. He's very kind. But like he said, but immediately when I see the ghost in your heart, I'm attacking that ghost. He's not attacking me, fool. He's attacking my ghost. But I don't have so much intelligence to understand and accept this. So I said, Radha, thank you, Dhyani Diji, for this question because you are helping me to go through myself. Because when someone is asking the question, actually everyone has a benefit. Person, especially person who put the question, then those who are listening the answers. But honestly to say, the most benefit has a person who is answering because he has opportunity to see himself, where is he in these words and in these answers. So thank you very much, Radha, for your blessings.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda.